Welcome to a new series called Data Uncovered, where we'll be looking at some of the kind of key challenges and solutions around data, particularly for the real estate and real asset markets. Martin, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
It'd be good to get your sense of, those challenges that are in the market at the moment.
One of the major challenges is that the real estate investor is getting an enormous amount of data monthly, if not daily. And they're getting this data from all their partners who are using numerous different systems where MRI, Yardi, Argus, SAP, the list is endless. And of course, these systems will deliver the data in very, very different formats, PDF, Excel. From there, they then have to take that data and then try and normalize that format. And unfortunately for the investor, those formats can change on a monthly basis. So normalizing that data into a common structure is the first thing they have to do. And once that's been normalized, they then have to validate that data to ensure that what they've been sent is actually accurate. So the next challenge is then taking that data and putting that in a structure where their own systems will actually accept their data lakes, their property system, their finance systems.
And I guess, how is that impacting them? I mean, you know, there's a difference between the challenges and then what that actually means.
Well, we've reviewed and audited a number of our clients' systems, and what we've noticed is that they're using data that is 3 to 6 months old. The reason for that is it's taken them that amount of time to actually deal with the data they're getting on a monthly basis. So they're actually using that old data as their main reporting tool.
That focus on data, how does that change when we're looking at, for example, property managers versus investors?
Well, property managers just don't receive the same amount of data that the investor does. Of course they receive data, but what we see their challenges is actually querying their unstructured data within their lease. So it's really important to them that they can get to those key clauses and look at all the legal, financial implication of what they need to achieve. Dealing with rent and lease end dates is easy, but getting to the bones of the leases can be very, very difficult for them.
I guess there's a lot of focus at the moment around AI in the industry, particularly related to data, and I guess what that may mean. What's your take on that?
AI is already here, and it's here to stay, first of all. So when I talked about the unstructured data within a lease, there's AI available to solve that problem today. People can actually go and query that unstructured data and get plain English answers on key clauses within a lease. But AI isn't that silver bullet. We believe that AI is there to drive efficiency, allow better collection of data, and also better interrogation of data. It's not there to replace a human. Humans are here to stay. It's just our partner.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting that focus around AI, and we'll be coming back to AI for the second episode of Data Uncovered to look at some of the solutions and challenges and what that means for the industry. Thanks very much for joining us, Martin.
Thanks, Richard.